जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj on the topic Urgency of Taking Shelter of Sri Guru, delivered on 25th of July 2016 in Toronto, Canada.
Gopi Jana Bala Bha Jivala Dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनंदा
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So first of all, I want to thank Vrinda Prabhu and the devotees and the disciples of Toronto for organizing this program and for publishing a local Vyas Puja book. This is very exemplary. You might share the devotees you want to. That's for the whole country. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while explaining to Chaitanya Goswami or the process of devotional service, outlining the following. He said, if you want to make spiritual advancement, one should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual teacher. What's the qualification of a bona fide spiritual teacher? Rupa Goswami explains in Upanishad Manas. Vacha Vegam Manasatvada Vegam Jiva Vegam Udara Vasa Vegam. One must have control over the senses, mind and judgment. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in the first step, we should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual teacher or guru. Second step, serve him. Now when the scriptures talk about serving the spiritual master, it doesn't mean massaging his feet or cooking for him. This is included. What it really means is serve the mission of the spiritual master. And what is our mission? Our mission is a mission that was established by Prabhupada upon Acharya. Yesterday we spoke in the temple about 50 years of ISKCON. We explained how Prabhupada struggled and endeavored so hard to establish this movement and to make it what it is today. So serving the spiritual master means serving the objective of the founder Acharya. Prabhupada is the founder Acharya of ISKCON. And what was Prabhupada's objective? To see everyone take to Krishna consciousness, to make people chant the holy name, to distribute his books, to make the temples, to expand the preaching. So when we talk about serving the spiritual master, it doesn't mean giving you a nice garland or some cooking. It means, more importantly, help expand the Krishna conscious movement It was Prabhupada's main goal. Then Lord Chaitanya said, get initiated. Initiation is highly recommended. Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, set the example himself when he took on Sandipali Muni as his guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came on the planet, he also took on a guru called Ishapuri. So Ishapuri had a guru called Madhavendra Puri. Ishapuri had a godmother called Ramchandra Puri. So, get initiated. There's some people who say, after Prabhupada, no one can initiate. That's an insult to Prabhupada. Prabhupada established a movement that will go on expanding. So initiation is one of the activities recommended in the scriptures. But that's not the end of the road. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, inquire how I can make spiritual advancement. Why do we get initiated? Why do we become members of ISKCON? Because we want to make spiritual advancement. Prabhupada on numerous occasions said, don't accept a spiritual master, God is a fashion. People are carrying pet dogs and cats, so let me have a guru. If you have a pet dog in America, of course, minimum of $10,000 a year. With insurance and all that. So don't take a guru just for show bottle. Take a guru only if you are interested in spiritual advancements. Otherwise, there's no point in coming, getting initiated. Initiation just places big burden, and therefore Lord Chaitanya said, inquire, how can I make spiritual advancement? Our goal should be to make spiritual advancement. We have come to spiritual life. Why? Eventually develop Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema means love for the Lord and a distaste for material things. Material life, as we all know, is full of misery. The miseries of life cannot be checked by anyone. And therefore, one is serious, he wants to make spiritual advancement. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, inquire how you can make spiritual advancement. And then what's the next step? Who knows? Give up whatever is necessary to make spiritual advancement. In other words, to make spiritual advancement, you have to accept something and reject something. That's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nathan Goswami, accept what is favorable for spiritual advancement, Hare Krishna, and reject what is unfavorable. So, on the spiritual path, we should have the strength to give up what's detrimental for spiritual advancement. What is detrimental? Not chanting around properly, not reading the books, not developing the mood of humility, getting diverted into non-Krishna conscious activities. All these contribute to a weakening of our spiritual life. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, any devotee wanting to make spiritual advancement must go through these steps. If we have attachments, we are born in ignorance, and most of us grow up in ignorance, and most of us die in ignorance. But if one is fortunate, he gets the real knowledge. So our goal should be how to make spiritual advancement. And if something is sentimental, give it up. In our daily in our day-to-day lives, if something is detrimental for good health, don't you give it up? You give it up. So what's detrimental should be given up. Now, what is the desire of the spiritual master? The desire of the spiritual master is not that he gets a material gift from the disciple. The desire of the spiritual master is that the disciple get attached to the holy name. The Lord is so kind, he incarnates in the holy name. And we should get attached to the holy name. How do you get attached to the holy name? You get attached to the holy name by chanting the holy name. Just like a mother gets attached to the child as the child is nourished and brought up. So if we want to get attached to the holy name, we need to chant the holy name. Get attached to the mood of seva, service. Service is very important. We don't come to spiritual life to be a big sahib. We come to spiritual life to be a servant of the servant. That is the mentality we should have. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya emphasized the quality of humbleness and meekness and tolerance. We have to be tolerant. In the mature world, there will be many challenges, many calamities, honor and dishonor, victory and defeat, heat and cold. Don't be disturbed. As the Bhagavad Gita says, just like the winter and summer seasons come and go, a few days you had a sunny weather, and finally it rained today. Now, and a few months down the road, you'll have winter. So, these things come and go. We should be tolerant, not get agitated. We have to tolerate honor, dishonor, as well as tolerate the agitation of our senses. Our senses are always agitating. The eyes want to see something obscene. The mind wants to think something obscene. The tongue wants to eat without discrimination. So we have these senses that are always agitating. But on the spiritual path, one should be bold enough to tolerate these urges. In the third chapter of the Gita, Krishna was questioned by Arjuna, how is one compelled in a sinful act, even unwillingly? I know this is wrong. I know I should not be doing this, but I still go ahead and do it, and I keep doing it. So Arjuna's question was, how is one compelled in a sinful act, even unwillingly? And what did Krishna say? It is lust only, the all-devouring enemy of the living entity, which is burning like fire and can never be satiated. Satiated means satisfied. When fire is burning, and you go on pouring butter, the flames will just get higher and higher. So, Krishna further says, first, Krishna has identified who is your enemy. Then he proceeds to explain where this enemy can be found. Just like if you're looking for a terrorist, you don't have this problem in Canada. But in India and America, you do have this problem. You identify all the terrorists in this Cleveland. But next step, you want to know where the gunman is. North, south, east, west. So Krishna says, this eternal enemy is located where? Where? Minds? So now what has Krishna done? He's identified who your enemy is. He's gone a step further. He's told you where that enemy can be found. Now what is the next step left? What is the next step? How to destroy the enemy. And the next step is, you know where the enemy is, shoot him with an A-47 or what? So how to destroy the enemy? What does Krishna say? With the weapon of knowledge, destroy the eternal enemy. Weapon of knowledge means knowledge that you obtain from scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. This is knowledge that you need to accumulate. Prabhupada was giving a lecture at a famous institute in America. The Prabhupada said, is there any department in this great university which tells you what happens after death? And there was complete silence. So we need to cultivate the spiritual knowledge in the association of the holy. So, we should be determined to make spiritual advancement. Prabhupada, many times the devotees ask questions, how can I get determination? How can I become humble? How can I become meek? How can I become tolerant? How many of you want to know how to become humble? Tolerant. Okay, everyone. So how to get it? This is all possible by attentive chanting of the holy name. Rupa Goswami gave us many wonderful scriptures. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami to go to Vrindavan and do the following. Write books of the science of devotional service based on the teachings in the Vedas Bhola Chaitanya gave him in Prayag. Two, to identify places where the Lord performed his pastimes. Three, to establish temples. So Rupa Goswami gave us many wonderful books, and he says in a book called Nectar of Devotion, also known as Bhakti Rasa Mrita Sindhu, he explains how one progresses spiritually. Adho Shraddha Tadha Sadhu. In the initial stage, there must be the Shraddha, the desire that I want genuine spiritual life, not some imitation spiritual life. Krishna is in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. As a Paramatma, Krishna knows everything. He knows your past, knows your present, knows your future. That's like you go to a bank, you have a check for $1 million. Before the check is honored, the teller sees what's your balance. And if your balance is within, the check gets honored, and then it bounces. And you get a legal notice then. Okay. So, as the Paramatma, Krishna is constantly approving and disapproving your desire. I want to buy a Mercedes car. But the Paramatma looks at your bank account. He says, no, you can get a beaten up here. That's what he ended up. So just like you pass through a garden and you can identify the fragrance of the flower, it's smelling. Some people can smell the incense and identify what the flavor is. So Krishna knows what is in your heart, what's your desire. And if your desire is sincere, then Krishna connects you to a genuine sadhu. You may connect you to a genuine sadhu's books or his representative. When you meet a genuine sadhu, he gives you the correct information. Chant Hare Krishna, read the Yoga Dharma, read the books. Prabhupada, when he first went to New York, the Swami there met him and said, Swamiji, what are you preaching? Nobody will follow. Don't wear dhoti kurtas. Wear suits like us. Eat with a fork and knife. become westernized, you want to attract America. The Prabhupada refused to compromise. So the genuine sadhu, he does not compromise, he presents the truth as it is. That is why Bhagavad Gita is so as it is. Now, when you follow the genuine sadhu, what happens? Then there is what happens then? Anartha nivritti. The anartha is kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, madhmasarya, lust and greed and envy. They get weakened and eventually they get smashed. That's like you may have 105 temperature, but as you take the medicine, the temperature gradually comes down till eventually the weaker state may become normal. So similarly, as you practice Bhajana Kriya, there is anartha nivritti. The anarthas get weaker. So just practicing Bhajana Kriya is very important. And if you keep on the path, then there will be nishtha. What does nishtha mean? Determination. So if you want determination, if you want this determination, I want to succeed on the spiritual path, then what we need to know, do, is practice Bhajana Kriya. That is very, very important. And then from nishtha, you'll proceed to the stage of bhava, and then ultimately love of Krishna Prema. So everything is based upon chanting. All good things happen when you chant properly. All bad things happen when you don't chant properly. When you chant properly, attentively, then you can become tolerant. Then you can become humble, meek. Then you can develop the service attitude. And if not chanting properly, not taking falling spiritual standards, then what will happen? I have no mode of seva. I'm arrogant. I don't care about devotee association. And I gradually become more and more proud. And no taste for the holy name. No service attitude. In other words, we want to make spiritual advancement. We have to make an effort. Prabhupada wrote, we ask for your offering to his guru in 1932. He said, the guru is not pleased just with the offering of flowers. The guru is pleased when the disciple sincerely carries out the instruction of the mission of the guru. The mission of all the gurus, there were 80-90 gurus in Islam. So our mission should only be what was Prabhupada's mission. So our attitude should be that I'm a fool, number one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very prominent Sanskrit scholar. At the young age of 11, he defeated all the scholars in India. There was a very prominent scholar called Keshav Kashmiri. He died 500 years ago. Navadev was the intellectual capital of the world. All the pundits were all assembled in Navadev. So Keshav Kashmiri sent a message to the pundits in Navadev. I want to come and have a debate with your representatives. Identify who is going to debate with me. And the pundits had a meeting. They said, who? They used to fear just hearing Keshav Kashmiri. So they decided they will present Nimai Pandit as their representative. Nimai Pandit was only 11 years old. So they reasoned, if Nimai Pandit defeats Keshav Kashmiri, they will say, oh, if a child from our town can defeat him, forget us, get a big pundit. And if my pundit gets defeated, he'll say, "Arey, bachche kaun aaya?" He will defeat us. So Keshav Kashmiri and Nimai had a debate. Keshav Kishmini recited 100 verses at the speed of the wind. And he asked him, "So, what do you think about my composition?" My father said, "Very good, but these are the flaws." And he recited all the 100 verses exactly as they are. One who can memorize by hearing one is called Shruti Dara. Keshav Kishmini surrendered to Nimai eventually. So when Nimai Pandit was in Varanasi, also known as Banaras, there was a big assembly going on of Mayavadi Sannyasi. By Mayavadi, we don't mean one who's in Maya. What does Mayavadi mean? One who's in Maya. By Mayavadi, we mean one who doesn't acknowledge the personal form of the Lord. So, they were debating, why is my Pandit dancing and chanting like a madman? Why he doesn't study the Vedanta with us? So they invited Lord Chaitanya. These sannyasis were all sitting on a high stage. And Lord Chaitanya, in humility, came and sat down where you wash your feet before going inside the temple. You know, like in the Hindu temples, you wash your feet before going in. So the sannyasi saw Nimai sitting on the ground. And Nimai radiated the effulgence of millions of moons put together, millions of suns put together. So these sannyasis could see that this man is not an ordinary sannyasi. So Prakashananda Saraswati, the leader of the sannyasi, took Nimai's hand and dragged him to sit on the stage with them. So they said, "You are such a prominent scholar. Why don't you study the Vedanta with us?" And Nimai said, "My spiritual master considered me to be a fool." So he said, "This is all you're capable of doing." Nimai showed how one should be humble in dealing with the spiritual master. The third of the 10 verses is, what's the third of the 10 verses? These are the orders of the spiritual master, and they're considered to be an ordinary person. So, spiritual life is based on following these scriptures and developing the way of humility. There was a devotee called Ramchandra Puri. He was the godbrother of Ishwara Puri and the disciple of Manavendra Puri. Ramchandra Puri would take delight in finding faults in sannyasis. Any sannyasi would come to Jagannath Puri, he would take a lot of prasad to feed him. And when the sannyasi would say, "Oh, I'm a sannyasi, I can't eat so much, I should eat very little," he would say, "Oh, this is Jagannath Mahaprasad. You're disrespecting it. It's a big offense." So he would force them to eat. And then when they would eat, he would say, "Look at these sannyasis. They pretend they're renunciate. They eat more than they are." So he had a habit of fault finding. Once he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's room. It was very hot, Indian summer, and the floor was wooden, and there were ants crawling all over the floor. So, Ramchandra Puri said, "Oh, it looks like our sannyasi has eaten a lot of sweets." He was addressing Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya took it so seriously. He reduced his eating. Lord Chaitanya said, "Just like on a white sheet, if you have one black dot, can you see it from a distance? But on a black sheet, a black dot, can you see that? You can't see." Lord Chaitanya said, just like on a white sheet, you see a black dot from a distance. A sannyasi's character should be flawless. If there's any weakness, people will ridicule the sannyasi. So Chaitanya said, example, he virtually reduced eating the meal, which greatly angered his devotees. So this Ramchandra Puri, he once went in front of his guru called Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was a very exalted devotee who 24 hours worshipped the Lord. So Madhavendra Puri in his last days of life was just lamenting, "Oh my Lord, I did not develop love of God and now my life is ending." And Ramchandra Puri comes there and says, "Oh, why don't you meditate on the impersonal Brahman? Then you won't lament like this." So he didn't understand the mood of humility of his guru. And the guru said, "Get out of my eyes. If I die in seeing you, my whole life would have been wasted." In contrast, Ramchandra Puri had a godbrother called Ishwara Puri, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ishwara Puri had a very humble attitude. He would clean his guru's stool and urine. And the guru was so pleased by his service that he said, "I bless you that you will spread love of God everywhere," which he did through the medium of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada. So, we should have more of humility. So the desire of the spiritual master is that the disciple will get attached to the holy name. Develop genuine meek humility. Humility is often misunderstood. As I was explaining in the class, I was in class on Sunday in the temple. What does humility practically mean? Some people think humility means do namaste to everyone, smile and walk on the world. That's one aspect of humility. But a more finer aspect of humility is recognizing that I need guidance. I need correction. Please help me. I want to make spiritual advancement. Just like a drowning man in the river, he cries for help. So we're all drowning in some way, and we need help. And that help comes from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Shastra means the words of God. The words of God are flawless. We are very different. Then, Sadhu, Guru, Sadhu. Sadhu refers to the Parampara. Just like Prabhupada gave us the knowledge that Bhakti Siddhanta ji gave. Bhakti Siddhanta ji gave the knowledge that came from Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave and Jagannathas Babaji gave. And this way traces back to Krishna. Of course, Prabhupada is a founder acharya. That means that whatever fine tuning had to be done had been done by Prabhupada, and we can't do it anymore. Just like when Prabhupada first started the first temple in New York, Prabhupada told the devotees, "You must chant 64 rounds a day." So the American disciples, they tried to chant 64 rounds, but none of them could. In those days, they used to call Prabhupada Swami, not even Swami. So they went to Swami and said, "Swami, we are Americans. We can't chant 64 rounds a day." The Prabhupada said, "Okay, 32 rounds." So they started doing 32 rounds, but they couldn't even do 32 rounds every day. They went and said, "Swami, 32 rounds is also very difficult." The Prabhupada said, "16 rounds and no less. Final." So Prabhupada gave us a final. 16 rounds and all that. We can't say, "Okay, Nityananda is too much, then you do Nityananda. No, we don't have that power. Whatever fine tuning adjustments have to be made were made by Prabhupada, and we are just spiritual postmen. What does a postman do? A postman delivers a letter as it is. So our business is to present the philosophy as it is spoken by the Supreme Lord in coming down to the Sadhana. So the Guru is singular and plural. The Diksha Guru is singular, but there are many Gurus giving instruction, just like in ISKCON. There are many Gurus giving instruction, and many leaders, and many temple presidents, and they are all giving good guidance. So they all have to be respected. We should not have a Kanishtha mentality. I only respect my Guru, and the others I don't care. That is Kanishtha mentality. We should be respectful to all sadhus, to all spiritual leaders. And if we get something valuable, we should be willing to follow. So I'm very grateful to all of you. As I often tell devotees in North America, virtually everybody lives like a king. In many other parts of the world, the people live in pigeonholes, in a small one-room flat. But virtually everybody has nice procedures. Use your facility for preaching. Use your facility having bhakti riksha, amar. When you do this, the house gets purified. A house where Lord is not glorified. A house where Lord is not regularly glorified. It's not an auspicious place. A house where Lord is glorified. The holy name is chanted in an auspicious place. Because wherever the Lord is glorified, over there, the Lord personally comes as a guest. So, please endeavor to make spiritual advancement. Human life is too short. They say in English, tie the energy. I've been tied way for no one. So, life is too valuable. We're all getting old. We're all inching towards final departure. So take Krishna consciousness seriously and don't waste a minute and develop the mood of humility. Well, thank you all very much for this nice offering, and I hope that you all will be more serious while making spiritual advancement. Please read Prabhupada's book regularly. One big flaw that I see in the Indian devotees is they don't read enough. In our Western devotees, they do read a lot. And we have Prabhupada's books in virtually every language of the world. 70 international languages, Hindi, Bengali, Gujarati, whatever language you want to read. So please read these books to get knowledge and will help you to qualify. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit gkgoswami.com.